The first openly gay Episcopal bishop visited Anchorage over the weekend to kick off Pride Week. Retired Bishop Gene Robinson was consecrated in 2003 amid much controversy. He spoke with Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman. Robinson says he decided now was the time to visit Anchorage because of local religiously fueled opposition to the city's non-discrimination ordinance, which protects people based on their gender identity and sexual orientation.
Unfortunately, the conservative religious right pretty much owns the airwaves and TV stations and so on, and therefore people get this impression that homosexuality and faith are sort of mutually exclusive. And so I'm kind of a symbol of how that's not true. I'm a gay man, out, proud, and you can't be much more bought into institutional religion than being a bishop, right?
So what is your argument to counter the religious right?
I think it's important to remember from the very beginning that the three Abrahamic faiths, Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, all three have texts within their sacred texts that at first reading and on their face value seem to condemn homosexuality. It turns out not to be the case when you read those texts in their context, right? I like to say I take the Bible seriously enough not to take it literally. So the texts we are dealing with as religious people are 2,000, 3,000 years old. And we cannot assume that the words we read, and let's remember, they're translations. These texts are not written in English. These translated words may not mean today what they meant then. And so we have to actually look at context. The second thing is to understand that, and this is going to sound completely wrong, but homosexuality didn't exist in the ancient world. Now, same-sex behavior existed. But the notion of sexual orientation, even as a category, is only about 140 years old.
Let's talk about Orlando. What does it mean for the LGBT community?
I think for our community, it means that we're not as far along as we thought we were, that we are in more danger than we thought we were. We thought we'd made more progress than that, that we had at least safe places to go and sometimes safe cities and safe states where our rights would be acknowledged and our safety would be assured. And this has just shown how that is simply not true.
That was Bishop Gene Robinson speaking with Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman.